Hello, Bills fans. This is Chris Brown from BuffaloBills.com joining you on our inaugural season ticket holder teleforum, as we will have a couple of Bills players with us for the next hour. Bills safety George Wilson and running back Fred Jackson. Fred is on the line already and ready to take your questions if you have any for Fred, so we encourage you to do so by pressing *3 on your phone if you have a question, and we'll get you on the line just as soon as we can with Fred, who's ready and waiting for you, and we'll let you know as soon as we have George Wilson on the line, too. He's going to be dialing in shortly to join us, and, you know, obviously coming off the tough defeat at home to Houston heading into the bye week, but the bye week getting underway today with one of their two practices scheduled. They've got another practice scheduled for tomorrow, and then it's a few days off, and Fred, I guess one thing I should ask is, you can't ask for a better time bye week here in light of the injuries you guys have suffered, number one, and number two, it comes right smack dab in the middle of the season for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think more than anything, just being as long of a season as it is, it's kind of right, it's in a perfect spot to have a bye week right in the middle of the season. So we do have a lot of guys that do need to get some rest and kind of get back from some injuries. So, I mean, it's well needed for us. And I think a lot of guys are looking to take advantage of it.
Now, when you guys do get away, I mean, are you one of those guys that just completely unplugs from the game and kind of put your feet up on the couch for a few days? What do you usually do during that downtime?
I think I would definitely say that, you know, I try to get away from football as much as possible just because, you know, it is a long season and you do deal with football 24/7 while you are here, so. But, I mean, I go hang out with my kids, do whatever it is we want to do. We go to, you know, go to zoos, go to aquariums, things like that, just that don't have anything to do with football. So, and my son, he's a 3-year-old, and he keeps me pretty busy. So, whatever he likes to get into, I'm pretty much doing it, whether it be watching Disney movies or going to some kind of theme park.
Very good. Once again, folks, welcome to the season ticket holder teleforum. If you are just joining us and you have a question for Fred Jackson or George Wilson, you can enter a question by pressing *3 on your telephone as we're talking to Fred and George for the next hour. George will be joining us shortly. Fred is already on the line. You may have heard him already if you're just joining us. But, you know, we're basically getting a feel from these guys as to how they feel about how things have gone thus far this season and what they're looking for in the second half. Now, I know Coach had mentioned, Fred, that, you know, third down was a major focus for him with respect to the offensive side of the football. And, you know, obviously we saw that it was a bit of a tough go last week in terms of converting those, even though you had some manageable third downs. I guess how do you address issues that the football team wants to correct when you have the extra time afforded to you in the bye week and you don't have to prepare for an opponent?
You know, just I think one of the major things that we're going to do is just going back to basics. I think that's the best thing that we can do. Like you said, Coach Ron, as well as everybody on offense, feels like we need to improve ourselves on third downs. You know, our defense has been doing a heck of a job for us, you know, getting us turnovers and things like that, and we haven't taken advantage of them like we need to. So we got to stay on the field more, and I think we go over our third down plays and third down situations as much as possible. And that's what we've been doing the past couple of days, and I'm sure we'll continue to focus on that tomorrow. So just basic things like that, what plays we're going to do and being able to execute them and knowing where we need to be and how to, you know, convert on those third down so we can stay on the football field.
That's right. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting – it's a little bit ironic here, Bills fans, because the two players that we have on this call, you know, both got to where they are kind of somewhat in an unconventional way. And both Fred and George made this roster basically the same season, 2007, when they first made the 53-man squad coming out of camp. And both took some circuitous routes to the NFL, but they got there, and obviously that's what counts. And, Fred, I know your story is pretty well documented, but maybe just take us back to 2007, when you finally did make the 53-man roster, and maybe how you were informed of that and maybe the feeling that you initially had as soon as you got the news, because I know that's always a harrowing day for players, you know, when they're wondering if they made it or they didn't make it.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, it was a situation where I knew I had to make the best of every opportunity, and I was able to make some plays in preseason, and through doing that, there were some other teams interested in me, and I actually found out through my agent, and he found out through a contact down with the Miami Dolphins that I had made the roster. So that's actually how I found out, you know, and it was an exciting time for me. You know, it's every player's dream to, you know, make a roster in the NFL, and just to be able to do that coming from where I had come from, it was just another blessing and another huge step for me in my life. So just to learn that I had made the roster from, you know, a divisional opponent was I think, an ironic part about it. But, you know, it was another step that I felt like was necessary in my life, was to, you know, make a roster. And like you said, you know, George Wilson, he actually had to go through some of the things that I did, you know, work extra hard, make changes in where he was playing and things like that. So, and the funny thing about it is he was my roommate my first year. So, we used to sit up and talk about it all the time. You know, we got to go out here and take advantage of every opportunity we get. And we were both completely motivated. And I think that it inspired us and helped us get to where we are today.
And George, is that you out here on the line now?
Yeah, I've been on here for a few minutes now, Chris. Yeah, it's funny just hearing Fred reminisce back to those moments when we used to have those discussions in the hotel room. We've come a long way since then. But you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, hard work always pays off, and that if you have a dream and you continue to pursue it day in and day out, that, you know, if you get better at something each every day, you can see your dreams come true.
All right. Well, it looks like we got some callers ready to ask you guys some questions. So we're going to start with Bill season ticket holder Neil Clipville. And Neil's got a question actually about the playing surface in the stadium. And Neil, you're on with us. So when you're ready, just ask your question.
Chris, Fred, and George, thanks for taking my question. I was sitting, and I sit on the visitor side of the field, and I was there Sunday, of course, behind near the Houston bench, but I'm not near the surface. And one of the better players for Houston, number 81, their tight end Daniels, early in the game, twisted his knee, apparently now is out for the season. And it was, he said in yesterday's paper, or somewhere I read yesterday, that he caught something on the surface of the playing field, on the turf. And knowing that it's some form of an artificial surface that they have there, that the Bills have at Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'd like to get both your opinions as to playing on that surface, and if it's not one of the better ones, and, or is it more difficult, let's just say that, than playing on regular grass? Let's just put it that way.
No, I actually think our surface here at Ralph Wilson Stadium is pretty good. We actually practice on it as well as play on it on Sundays, and I actually had an opportunity to see that play for the back copy when we watched the film on Monday. And it didn't appear that he stepped on anything, like any debris, anything like that. You know, when he planted, we came out of the backfield on that play, and he entered his knee, and he went to run like almost, if you can imagine, a slant route from the backfield. And when he went to plant, it wasn't the plant leg, it was his inside leg that actually buckled and got caught. You can see it kind of like locks out and jerks, and you can see when he goes down immediately, he can't even put weight down on it. But, you know, I really think our surface is pretty good. You know, it's a little hard to play on, you know, during the, you know, later part of the season when you have, you know, freezing rain or snow on the surface. But, you know, I think it's comparable to any other surface, you know, up in this part of, you know, for any team up in this part of the country. I think it's just a pretty good surface.
All right, let's go to another caller here. We've got season ticket holder Jack, who's got a question for Fred, who, by the way, is still the leading rusher on this football team. So, Jack, you're online with us. Ask your question to Fred when you're ready.
Jack, in Nevada, I just want to say I know, you know, I'd like to see you as the fifth man running back. I don't agree with switching off series, but they did Sunday in the game. And the main question is, what do you think about his coach change?
I absolutely love playing for Coach Ron, first and foremost, and I don't think there needs to be a coaching change. I think, you know, we as players need to go out and make some plays so that we don't have to have these conversations, so to speak. I think he's going to take a lot of heat when we're not performing well, and it's not all his fault. I think, like I said, as an offensive unit, if we go out and we make better plays on offense, along with our defense, who's just been playing phenomenal this year, I think that's going to, you know, take a lot of pressure off of him, and that's something that we want to do. As far as the coaching change, I don't think that that's the right or appropriate step. I think that, you know, we as players need to make better plays in these type of situations when arise.
All right, Jack, thanks very much for your question there. We appreciate it. We've got to move along and get to some other callers here. We've got David, a 29-year season ticket holder of the Bills. He's got a question about autograph signings. Now, I know you guys signed a ton of autographs at training camp, but let's see what David has to ask about autographs here. Go ahead, David.
Hey, guys. Good to have you around. You guys are playing pretty good ball for us. What I'm getting at is back in I hate to bring up Jim Kelly and the boys, but it seemed to me back then when they were there, they were coming out every day, you know, after the games, and I'm sure they were just as tired as, you know, the next guy. But they used, you know, stop and talk to the fans, the kids, and things like that, and it seemed to bring them together. And I'm just wondering if you guys coming out down below and not getting to, you know, interact with the people is something that's going to continue, or if you believe that if you could get out there, you know, and talk to the fans would, you know, appreciate it. There would certainly be a lot less negative writing in the papers. They were taking pay cuts just to keep other guys playing. Now, we want to see you guys. You guys are playing good ball. We'd love to see you stay in Buffalo. We don't want to see it for 2 years and then gone to somebody else and play good ball. You know, we're just too mad to stay with us. This is one of the things that I was wondering if you thought that maybe you could get that type of manager with the rest of the guys and, you know, maybe it'd help.
Are you referring to in the stadium, sir? Are you referring to in the stadium or outside the stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was talking about pre-game. Now, I don't know what kind of rules you guys have in terms of where you have to be and when before a game, but I think there are some stipulations for you guys, are there not?
Well, right, like, you know, when we show up to the stadium the 2 hours before kickoff, you know, we're in game mode, and so to speak. So, you know, we have about an hour that we have to get taped up and to get dressed. And then if you want to go out onto the game field to warm up, you know, you have an hour to do all of that before the organized team warm up begins. So, you know, some guys come out there, you know, don't go out at all. Some guys go out and run around a little bit. You know, I've seen a few guys sign autographs along the tunnel. I know in the pregame I even try to, you know, talk to some kids. So I know guys do make a conscious effort to try to, you know, talk and sign autographs and try to relate to the fans as much as possible, you know, considering that, you know, we are trying to get ready, you know, for the game. I don't think that, you know, we can really, you know, spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes, you know, signing autographs before the game, you know, when we have such a small window of time to actually get ready before, you know, the team warm up. So it's not that we don't want to, it's that we have so much of a crunch for time prior to the game that we really don't have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot different from baseball where, you know, players have batting practice and if fans are there early enough, you know, they can go out and they've got 3 hours to kill before the actual game starts and there's a lot more downtime for them than for you guys. That's right. But I figured the answer would be. Let's move along here as we are here on the inaugural season ticket holder telephone with Fred Jackson and George Wilson. Fred Jackson, still the team's leading rusher with over 400 yards on the ground this year, and George Wilson, the team's leading tackler last week with 15 tackles. So we go now to a question for Fred here. This is from Joe, and he's got a question just about running the ball more to set up the deep passing game. So, Joe, when you're ready, just ask your question to Fred there.
Hi, Fred. This is Gil. I'm just wondering if you think we should run the ball a little bit more to soften up the other defenses and maybe keep our defense off the field and then maybe, you know, soften it up so we can throw some deep balls to Taylor and Lee.
Well, you know, as a running back, you always
want to
run the ball. I think it will definitely soften up defenses, yes, but, you know, it can also work vice versa. You know, we have two weapons like Lee and T.O. that can stretch the field. That's going to keep the safeties out of the box, and that's going to open up our running game. And I think, you know, we have tried to establish it the past couple of weeks is just coming out and running the ball. So, I mean, we've been able to hit Lee a couple of times on some nice plays and been able to get some shots down the field to T.O. as well. So, I think we are making a conscious effort to try and to get the running game established early so that we can soften up some defenses and try and get some deep balls down the field.
Yeah, and the tough thing there is, you know, teams have been stacking the box of late, right, Fred?
Yeah. A lot of defenses we've played have been playing what's known as a bare front where they bring eight guys into the box. So they're seeing that Fitzpatrick is out there, they were going to try and make him beat us. Beat them, and you know he did a nice job handling it. He's out there making plays when he has the opportunity to. So I think that just falls on Marshawn and myself shoulders, you know, to make some more plays happen. And that's something that, you know, we look forward to that challenge, and we're gonna continue to try and make plays and help this offense.
We got another caller. Here's season ticket holder Mike, who's got a question for Fred as well. I think he remembers when we were talking about how Fred was more involved, at least in the OTAs, in the passing game, and I think he's wondering why he hasn't seen more of that from Fred. Is that right, Mike?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure talking to you, George and Fred and you, Chris, today. Yeah, Fred, I am definitely surprised that you're not being utilized more in the passing game. Certainly, I've seen you in the past against the Redskins a couple of years ago when you beat London Fletcher. Last year against Denver, you and Trent hit on a long pass, and this year against the Patriots, where the screen pass is so successful, haven't seen it in the last 6 weeks, and I'm surprised.
I really don't know what to say. It's something that, you know, we do work on. We do have in our offense, you know, but. As far as, you know, we got to have more plays to be able to do things like that. Last week, I think we only had 45 plays, and in an offense, you're not going to be able to open up the offensive playbook like you want to when you don't have that many plays. So I think we need to make a conscious effort, you know, to convert those third downs, and that's going to give us more opportunities to do things like that. And I think that's the best way that we can get myself involved in things like that, as well as take us advantage of other guys that we have on this offense in the passing game. We have guys, Josh Reed and Lee and T.O., and we have Steve and all those guys who are great route runners and can make plays too. So I think that we just, as an offense, need to be able to stay on the field more, and that's going to help us as an offense be able to run plays like that.
All right, we thank you for the call. We're going to move along here to season ticket holder Sue, and looks like she's calling from the Syracuse area, so she makes that trip down to 90 for every home game, and it looks like Sue's going to be a true fan here and give you guys a little propping up here for the second half of the season. Is that right, Sue? Sue, are you with us? All right, it looks like Sue is no longer on the line. She was
so
going to share
for
with everybody from her husband, and she was going to kind of give you guys some props and say you're doing a nice job playing this season.
Well, if you're still listening, we appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
There you go. So we'll move along here, guys, and we'll go to season ticket holder John, who has a question about conditioning. So, John, when you're ready, fire away.
Hey, not to try and outdo the lady from Syracuse, but I live 45 miles north of New York City. I'm in my 24th year of season ticket holder, 800 miles round trip to home games. I'm a fan, baby.
I appreciate the support. Yeah, that's definitely a sacrifice.
I've been following this team since I was 8. My question is about the team's conditioning program. Let me just start out by saying two things, right? Twice this year, I've been to home games where Okay, we were leading the entire first half. We were leading most of the third quarter. We were right there. You're talking like a 9-7 game, a 10-9 game. But the other team runs for like 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And at the end of the day, you walk away from the stadium thinking, wow, you know, 30-7, we lost by 3 touchdowns. That's impossible. How did that get here? It seemed that way from the Saints game, it seemed that way from the Texans game. In addition to that, this is why the direction I'm going with the issue. In addition to that, I've been following this game a long time. And not counting plane crashes, I have never seen this many guys get hurt on one team one time. But guess what conditioning? Yeah, my question is, what do you guys think of the conditioning program? You know, you guys went around for the Rusty Jones era, so you can't put it in that perspective, but you think there's some kind of problem going on with conditioning?
Well, I definitely step in and say I think we have an excellent off-season strength and conditioning program. Our strength and conditioning coach is John Allaire. He does a phenomenal job of, I know a lot of guys gain a lot of strength during the off-season. Guys enjoy coming back and working out. They have fun with it, you know, as well as he has a nutritional plan for us, too. So, you know, I know guys definitely get something out of the off-season workout program. I know this is my sixth season in the NFL, and I can honestly say, after going through this past offseason, that I was in the best shape of my life, of my career. You know, I said that, you know, going into my sixth season, you know, that just goes to show that, you know, our weight room coaches try to, you know, take our weightlifting program and step up each and every year. They try to improve each and every year so it never stays the same. And so with that being said, we work our chops off, you know, day in and day out, almost year-round, you know, to prepare physically. And so the breakdowns that you see, you know, in the fourth quarter of the New Orleans game and the Texas game, I don't think were so much as physical mistakes or not being physically fit to finish the game. You know, those are just a combination of the mental breakdowns and offense, defense, and special teams that the Texans and the Saints both capitalized on, where they didn't capitalize on them early in the game, they capitalized on them late in the game, you know, with those short fields or with those turnovers, you know, were able to convert them into points, whereas early in the ball game they didn't. Now, I just don't think that there was anything physical going on with that, because we're training physically, you know, we're also training our minds as well, because the mind is a muscle that needs to be trained as well. So, you know, we're training mentally as well, so that when we are physically fatigued, you know, we still are sound in our technique and still disciplined in executing our assignments, you know, in all aspects of the game. So I think that when that physical fatigue comes in, you know, you have to fight to stay mentally tough. And so that's what I think. I think it's just more of a combination of, you know, in those two instances where, you know, we had it close going into the fourth quarter, you know, they just made more plays than we did. You know, they capitalized on those turnovers and making those big plays in both of those games, and were able to, you know, pull away and make the scores, you know, seem like the game was out of touch, when really, you know, it was a tight ball game up until maybe, you know, halfway through the fourth quarter.
All right, John, we thank you for that question, and we'll move along now to season ticket holder Brandon, and he's got a question here for Fred, who doesn't sound like Brandon's all that happy that Fred's sharing the football with Marshawn. Is that right, Brandon?
Oh, it's not that I'm not happy, but I was just wondering if any way that Fred could somehow get more touches in games. I mean, after the first 3 weeks of the season, Fred, you're one of the top 3 backs in rushing, and then Marshawn comes back, and obviously you split carries, as I understand, and then it seems the offense has kind of went downhill with that, too. I was just wondering if there's any other reason besides just splitting carries that you aren't getting more carries, because, I don't know, nothing against Marshawn. Personally, it looks like you're the better back right now, and I think they should go more with the hot hand and give more carries to that guy, which is you right now.
I think Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's always good to get compliments like that. But I think it all goes back to, you know, like I've been saying before, if we can go out, we can convert on third downs. It's going to give us more plays, and, you know, at our disposal. And, you know, I'll get more touches that way too. So I think, you know, as an offensive unit, the more plays that we make on third down to keep us on the field, the more touches I'll be able to get. And, you know, I need Marshawn just like anybody else does. Marshawn is going to take the some of the load off of me, and vice versa. I'll take some off him because, you know, it is a long season. Guys do get injured, and one of the best ways to prevent that is, you know, have two running backs, you know, splitting the load and being able to go out and do that for the rest of the season. I think it's going to keep us both healthy.
All right, Brandon, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it. The Lions fans, this is the Bills season ticket holder teleforum with George Wilson and Fred Jackson. If you do have a question for either of those guys, you can press *3 on your phone, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can. Our next caller is Anthony, and he's got a question for George with regards to time on the field. So, Anthony, when you're ready, fire away.
Hey, guys, how are you? I just want to ask you a quick question and see how frustrating it is, you know, to force a lot of turnovers like you guys have been doing over the past few games and not see that offense punch in and get your points and then being stuck on the field for so long.
You know, it could be terrific. I mean, it could be very frustrating at times, but, you know, we have to, you know, keep in mind that, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's easy to go out there and play the game when, you know, all three phases are hitting on all cylinders. But, you know, it takes a true professional to go out there and to lay it out on the line each and every play, regardless of the score or regardless of the situation. But, you know, we as a, you know, as a defense, you know, we know that, you know, some weeks it's going to be us that could possibly have a tough game. They could be struggling. The offense could be moving the ball. And, you know, it could be us that can't get off the field on third down. They can't keep that field position. So, you know, we can get into we can't get into pointing the finger at the offense or the special teams group because we know any given week it could be us. So, you know, we just always just try to take it upon ourselves that, you know, we have to, you know, put forth our best effort, you know, to make sure that we, you know, keep the game close and we don't allow the game to get out of, get out of control. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all professionals just like our opponents. But, you know, as a defense, you know, we've seen it in the past in the history of this league that, you know, a strong defense can carry a team throughout the playoffs into the Super Bowl. I believe we saw that back in 2000 with the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, we just have to take it upon ourselves to you know, do our part as a defense and get off the field on third down and continue to pressure the quarterback and get our hands on balls and get turnovers. You know, to continue to give our offense opportunity. Like Fred said, the more time they have to spend out there on the field, the more opportunities they have to make plays and be able to spread the ball around to the playmakers that we have. But, you know, we as a defense, you know, we just take pride in going out there and autographing our performance. We're not worried about, you know, we actually don't really, you know, find out how many players we had until the next day, you know, when breaking down the film. So we're not really conscious of the number of players we're playing. We're just out there just trying to get out there and get the job done.
Well, Anthony, thanks very much for the call. We're going to move along. We've got a lot of callers here. We're going to go to AJ, who's got a question for Fred about the O-line and some of his older playing days. So, AJ, when you're ready, fire away.
Okay, thank you. Glad to be part of the inaugural calls. Anyway, Fred, do you have faith that the O-line is going to gel this season? Boy, we hope so. And your best memories of your indoor football league years in NFL Europe. And a quick comment, and that is, you know, you were saying about getting to third down, you know, third down conversions, et cetera. Well, you got to get the third down first. So, okay, sorry. That's my question.
Definitely have confidence that, you know, our offensive line is going to gel. You know, when you have injuries like that we've had on the offensive line, it makes it hard for them to gel, you know, with the new person being in there. But, you know, I think they're doing a tremendous job with that. They're handling it, you know, as two professionals. They come to work and they do everything they can to make sure that they're going to be in the best position and get us in the best position to win. So, I definitely think that they will come around, and I mean, I think they've been doing a phenomenal job so far anyway. I think that, you know, we can do some things to help them, but I think that, like I said, I think they've been doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, best memory from playing an indoor, I guess, would just be how close the fans are. And you could walk, a fan could reach out and slap you if they wanted to when you're running by. That's just how close they are. And, you know, NFL Europe is just, I think one of the craziest memories is just that everybody over there has a whistle. You're playing in front of about 20,000 people that all have a whistle, so you never know when the play's over it because they're constantly blowing whistles, and you don't know if it's the ref whistle or a whistle that came from the stands.
Wow, I can't believe they even allow those in the stadium.
Yeah, and not only do they allow them, they sell them to give everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's one I didn't know. Wow. That's called challenging your focus for sure. Holy cow. All right, let's move along here because we got plenty of people on hold waiting to ask George Lopez and Fred Jackson some questions here on the inaugural season ticket holder teleforum. So next up here is Gene. And looks like one of those supportive Bills fans. So, Gene, when you're ready, fire away.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Fred, I met you and your family after a game, and you had a great family, and I like seeing a family guy, you know, working for the Bills. I don't know if you remember me and my daughter. You signed your hat. Remember that?
You know. No, I can't tell you that I do specifically, but you know what? I appreciate it. The compliments, it means a lot.
Okay, and George and you are both doing great. And I just want to say, you know, as George was saying earlier, when you have a dream and you keep working at it and working at it, you know, because you want to make it come true, I think teamwork is really in play here. And you got a lot of new guys, like you said, and a lot of injuries. But you can overcome, okay? And
Thank you so much, Gene.
Okay, and I'm over there in section 130, the handicap area, and wave over to me once I arrive.
All right, yeah, you're not too far from behind our bench.
No, I'm not, actually. I'm more like on the 10-yard line, you know?
Okay, right, close to the corner.
And then don't worry because you're not winning every game because seasons are funny. You could start out winning every one of them like you did last year or you could win
right.
But you never know where it's going to turn, you know?
Thank you, Jane. We appreciate your optimism. I wish a lot more people around here had the same mindset, but I understand the frustration as well. But, you know, we're a close group of guys over here at One Bills Drive, so, you know, I know nobody's going to lay down, nobody's going to quit, nobody's going to get in to the adversity that we have experienced this week because we did just come back from two consecutive victories on the road. So, you know, we just have to tighten up when we play at home again. But, you know, we'll come back from this bye week, get some guys healthy, and go down to Tennessee and try to get back on the winning side of things.
All right, Gene, thanks very much for the call. I know Fred and George appreciate your support. We're going to move along here and go to season ticket holder John. And we'll see what he has for us here. It looks like he's got a question for either of you guys. So, John, when you're ready, fire away.
Hi, this is John Monroe. I'm 10 years old, and I play football in Orchard Park. And my question for Fred, and I want to grow up to be fast and break tackles and just like him. And I love to watch him run. What's
the
secret?
I would say just determination. You know, if you really want to get to the level I'm at, don't let anybody tell you you can't, and just keep pursuing that dream. You know, you got to be able to, you know, I would say first and foremost, get an education because, I mean, that's always the thing to fall back on. But, I mean, the more school year and the more opportunity you're going to be able to have to play sports and to get where I am. And I mean, just be determined. If it's what you want to do, set your mind to it, and you can do it. I mean, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. That's one of my favorite quotes. And so I would say just go out and go after it and put everything you have into it, and you should be just fine.
All right, John, we appreciate the question, and good luck in your football career there, pal. We're going to move along now. And here's an interesting question coming from season ticket holder Anna. I think I know the answer to this one, but this one's for Fred, and I'm going to let Anna answer. So go ahead, Anna, when you're ready.
Hi, guys. Love you. And George Wilson is a cutie. I just wanted to say that. For Fred, Fred, I noticed that in your eye black, it looks like you paint something on there. I think it says defense or something like that. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about why you do that or what that represents to you. And good luck the rest of the season, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I actually paint D's and a three, little Roman numeral number three on my eye, and I do that just for my brethren, you know, all the D3 athletes around the world. So just let them know that, you know, I'm doing everything I can to, you know, represent them and let them know that, you know, there are D3 athletes out here that can compete with the big boys. So that's another way, you know, my brother and I, when we first came out of college, we went to, you know, several different workouts, and we were the only Division III boys there. So we said that we would always represent Division III everywhere we went, and it's just another way for me to keep representing and let them know that, you know, I'm still representing for us wherever I am.
All right, Anna, we thank you for the question, and being a former D3 athlete myself, I'll say I appreciate that question. So I am as far as you were. We'll move along here, and we'll go to Henry, who's got a question about the offensive line. Looks like he's asking for an opinion. So, Henry, your question when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you guys for taking your time to speak to the fans. It's really terrific. And we love having both of you guys on the team. I know most of the questions have gone to Fred, but as we all know, we're all more concerned about the offense right now than the defense. So my question is about the offensive line. Last year, it seemed like the offensive line was a bit of a strength for us. I mean, with Langston Walker and Jason, and the guys really seemed to be coming together, and it was a big line, and we seemed to move people out of there, and both you, Fred, and Marshawn had some pretty big games. I remember the game in New England, against New England, where, you know, we obviously wanted to throw the ball, and you had a huge game. Now, is it kind of frustrating for you as a back to see that whole line ripped apart and then brought in a bunch of rookies who I know that they're trying out there, and it's nice, but, I mean, I think as Bills fans, I think we're all kind of tired of the rebuilding, and it'd be nice to get some continuity, and I mean, it seems to be a strength, and we seem to kind of give it up at this point and start from the beginning, and I'm wondering, as a back who needs that line so much, is it frustrating for you as well?
Well, you know, it's just something, you know, that it happens, and as a running back, we have to be able to adjust, and with the guys that they did bring in, you know, we're excited to run behind them. You know, they're going to be here for a while, and I think that's the reason that they brought them in. And as for Marshawn and myself, we're excited about, you know, running behind them just as well as we were last year. We think that they have the potential to be a great offensive line, and, you know, they're going through growing pains right now just being, you know, rookies, like, and so young that they are. But, you know, with a guy like Jeff, you know, in the center, you know, getting them in the right places and things like that, it's just going to speed up the whole situation. And it's a process that, you know, Marshawn and myself, we're going through it with them. You know, we're figuring them out, and they're figuring out how we run and things like that. So I'm excited about, you know, things to come, you know, here pretty soon. So I think that, you know, I had some big games, you know, in the first couple weeks, and when I was a full-time back. So, I mean, they had the potential is there. So we know that, and we're behind them 100%, and we're looking forward to what we do after this bye week.
All right, Henry, thanks for the question. We're going to go to season ticket holder Jim, who's got a question about a player a lot of Bills fans are wondering about now, and that's James Hardy. So maybe you guys, after Jim asked his question here, can provide some insight as to how he's looking, since you guys see him more than anyone else has on the practice field. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, how you guys doing? I don't want to have to do the gentleman from Upper State, from the New York area, but I'm a season ticket holder from Wisconsin, and just so said that. And I guess my question, original question, was why the team's not using a more of a two-back offense, but somebody already asked that question. And I did have a question when James Hardy was going to go back, but now that they've been out of line for a while, question is more for George Wilson. By the way, Fred, you're doing a fantastic job on that return. So keep it up. I think you're doing a dynamite job.
Appreciate it.
On the return. But for George, with all the success that Jerry has just had in the last 4 or 5 games, has sort of that shine away from throwing to him? Is that noticeable, or what do you think?
Very much so. You know, with the way that Jerry has been performing these last few weeks, really from all the way back until, you know, when he started working him into the lineup against New Orleans, and he got the, I think, the start the following week against Miami. You know, he's really been controlling the middle of the field. He's been controlling his areas of the field regardless of where he's at. And he's definitely making opposing quarterbacks think twice about just throwing the ball up, trying to give their playmakers a chance to make a play on the ball, because we have our own playmakers, you know, back there dominating the deep part of the field. And, you know, as he continues to grow week in and week out, he'll continue to make the plays, you know, that he's been making. But, you know, Jerry has done a phenomenal job for us, you know, even after coming into training camp late and missing all the OTAs and mini camps. In the offseason, he's done a great job of stepping in and, you know, catching up with the rest of us and just coming into his own these last few weeks. He's really been making a name for himself.
All right, Jim, we thank you for the question. And here we'll try to reprise that question about James Hardy, because we got season ticket holder Mike on the line who wants to know about James. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, I'm a season ticket holder, 49 years. You guys are young guys. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Buffalo Bills. But what I'm asking about is Jim Hardy. It seems like Rascal Parrish is in the proverbial doghouse. And what is happening with Jim? Is he going to be activated? I know he's eligible to be activated now. And it seems that we could maybe use a new fresh body in there that has a lot of big strength and height. And what's the answer on that?
Yeah, I'll start off, Mike, by just saying that Coach Duran on Monday said, barring the setback, that James Hardy will be added to the active roster. Obviously, they will have to make a roster move to make room for him on the 53-man squad, so that's up to the coaching staff to make that decision. But George and Fred, maybe address how he has looked in the practice setting, since you guys have seen him in action more than, you know, any obvious outside fan here for the past couple of weeks.
Well, you know, these past couple weeks, I believe it may have been back around week 6 when they took him off of the physically unable to perform list. You know, he got back out on the practice field with us, and I think, you know, each week, you know, almost each day in practice, they try to give him a little bit more. He's went from just doing individual drills and just running routes on the air with the quarterbacks to this week. You know, with this being on bye week, he's getting the bulk of the work, you know, so they can, you know, continue to work him back into the groove, so he can get the rhythm and some time with Trent and Fitz, you know, with the time and going the route routes in the passing game. But, you know, he looks good. You know, he looks, I know he's eager. I know he's excited about having the opportunity to get back on the field again. I was did the show with him last night on Out of Bounds, and you know, you could just see in his eyes he's just has a newfound appreciation for the game of football. You know, after you had something for so long and you have it taken away from you so abruptly, you know, and have to sit on the sideline, you know, and watch a team go on without you, it's a tough pill to swallow. And it makes you appreciate your teammates. It makes you appreciate the game even more. And, you know, now with Terrell being added to the wide receiver room, he has somebody with his similar physical attributes to actually work with him in his route running and getting off the press on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, I just look forward to look for James to come and just be another key addition, playmaker for our offense in the second half of the season. Like you said in your question, you know, he's a bigger body, a bigger target, that gives Fitz another playmaker in the passing game, which will add another big body to get out there and block for Marshawn and Fred in the running game.
All
All right, Mike, we thank you for the question. And once again, Bills fans, welcome to the inaugural season Ticket Holder Teleforum here with George Wilson and Fred Jackson. I'm Chris Brown from BuffaloBills.com. And if you do have a question, you can enter *3 on your phone, and we'll get you on with Fred and George just as quick as we can. We should tell you we got a ton of callers here, and we're going to try to bang through them as quickly as we can here. Next one's from Jesse in nearby Hamburg. He's got a question for Fred. So, Jesse, fire away when you're ready. Jesse, are you with us?
My question, yes. My question is for Fred. With you and Marshawn, I feel you have the best 1-2 punch in the NFL at the running back position, and I was wondering why we haven't seen any split back formations to keep the defense guessing a little bit more who will get the ball.
I would honestly say, we have been using that. It's a big part of the offense, actually. We did some of it last week with the Wildcat and things like that. And, we have, about a third of our offense. It has Marshawn and myself both on the field at the same time. So I think we will get to some more of it. Like I said, it all just goes back to being able to get more opportunities on the football field. And without those opportunities, there's only so much we can do. And, bottom line, we just got to, stay on the football field and get more plays out of our offense so that we can use things like that and utilize the weapons that we do have in the team.
All right, Jesse, we thank you for the question. And we're going to go along. Here's an interesting question that we've got here for George. And I lost my spot here. Let me see where it was. Here he is. Martin is calling. Season ticket holder, Martin. He's got question for George. What about his position switch, right, Martin?
That's right. Thanks, guys, for coming on here. I've got to say I really appreciate both of your candor and the way that you're handling some of these difficult questions right now, because obviously there's a lot of frustration as far as the fan base is concerned. And, I really do appreciate the effort you guys put in every week on the football field, and when you take time to do extra stuff like this, I think it's fantastic. But my question is for George. George, a few years ago you made the transition from wide receiver to safety. I'm wondering how that transition was initiated by the coaching staff. How did they identify, hey, this guy is a wide receiver, and we want to turn it into a safety? And what was the transition for you like as far as the learning curve goes?
That's a good question, Martin. And like I said, we're good for being fair. Both appreciate your continued support for the Bills and for us. And we just appreciate you being a part of this forum tonight. But for my switch, it actually came from Coach Verona. Back in it had been spring of 2007. The first day we recruited for off-season workout programs, I was in the locker room getting changed for workouts, and Coach Duran came in and was saying that I asked if he could speak with me, and I said, "Well, yeah, Coach, let me put my shoes and my shirt on. I'll be right up to your office." And I went up, he set me down, and he just was very candid and upfront with me. It was like, it's like, George, our wide receiver room is filling up, but we want to try to find a way to keep you on our football team. So he was like, we've been thinking about converting you over to play safety. And he didn't force my hand by any means. He gave me the opportunity to go home and think about it and talk to my agent, talk to my mother, talk to my circle of family and friends that I wanted to discuss it with. And he gave me about two or three days to come back and let him know what I felt about it. And it actually took me about a day and a half, about 2 days. And I came back to him and I told him I had my offensive playbook already with me. And I told him, let's go, let's do it. Up until that point, I had spent, I believe, 3 seasons in the NFL, and I've had spent 2 of them on the practice squad, 1 on the active roster on my second year, and I had yet to really see the field. And I said, well, maybe this is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. And I made the conversion. It was very tough initially. I had to go from running reps forward you know, my entire life to backpedaling and trying to anticipate what the offense is going to do. So, you know, it was some trying times there initially. And, you know, the guys, you know, in the locker room definitely had jokes about my backpedaling technique and telling me that I look out of place, you know, playing DB. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I continue to try to progress and make some progression to get better at something each and every day. And those jokes, you know, became compliments and on the progression that I was making. And, you know, just trying to get better at something day in and day out and having it in an offensive background, you know, knowing how offenses try to attack different coverages, you know, just kind of shortened the learning curve for me, you know, in a sense and allowed me to be able to step in and make some plays, you know, when I got that opportunity earlier, that's early in the 07 season.
All right, Martin, we thank you for the question. Fans, while you're waiting on hold, one thing I wanted to draw your attention to, we got about 10 minutes left in this call, but we do have a poll section, and we encourage you to vote down there while you're waiting on hold for us to get to you on the line here. So be sure to take advantage of that while you're waiting here to get your call answered. We'll go next to Ray, season ticket holder Ray, and this is a popular question. I guess it's in my inbox on BuffaloBills.com more than anything else. Ray's got a question about the uniforms. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, guys. The question I have, I hear a lot, and it's got to do with the current uniforms. I've heard a lot of debate that a lot of fans seem to like the throwback uniforms. I know myself, I am a big fan of the new away throwbacks, but I'm personally a fan of the current uniforms. And I was just wondering your guys' standpoint on it, as well as possibly some of the feelings in the locker room. And other than that, keep going and go Bills.
Well, appreciate that a lot. But, you know, personally, I'm a big fan of the throwbacks as well. You know, and I think a lot of the guys in the locker room are big fans of them as well, too. But, you know, we just enjoy the privilege of being able to put on a Bills uniform. I think more than anything, that's what we like to do. And we'll continue to, you know, represent that uniform no matter what it looks like. But, you know, I think if we had to pick as a team, I think we would go with the throwbacks as well. I think we love putting those on. I mean, it's always a special occasion every time we do. So, you know, it's a great uniform, and we'll get to put them on, I'm sure, here pretty soon.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, you'll be wearing your throwbacks right out of the bye in the Tennessee game coming up here in Week 10. And I believe it will be the Whites. So I know fans are excited about the Whites, which just made their debut this season. Actually, Ray's got to be in the minority, because every email I get, guys, is we should go to the throwbacks permanently. So there's a strong contingent of fans pushing for those, but I don't know that that's going to happen. It's still nice to see them, no question. Got another young fan here, guys, Brandon, who is 11, and he's got a question about the quarterbacks here. So, Brandon, when you're ready, fire away.
Okay, I was wondering who would be starter quarterback after the bye week, and I was wondering if Trent Edwards would still be out for a couple weeks or if he would be playing.
We're not quite sure who's going to be the starter, but you know we're going to support whoever it is. You know, whether it be Trent coming back and he's ready to go, or you know if it's Patrick. You know, he's doing an amazing job for us too, filling in for Trent. So I think whoever he is going to have the full support of the team, and we're going to do whatever we can to help them. You know, make that transition so we can come out and try and get a win right out of the bye week. But, you know, Trent's looking good. He was out there with us today. So, and Fitzpatrick, you know, it's Fitzpatrick. He's making strides every time he gets on the field. So, we're excited about having either one of them back there at the quarterback position as a team.
I will say that Trent did speak to the media today, Brandon, and he did say that the headaches are gone. So that's certainly a positive for him coming off the concussion. But he did tell us that he and the medical staff are still going through some of the final symptoms and, you know, kind of monitoring those. And I think that's going to have a lot to do with whether Trent is medically cleared to play or not. So I think we'll probably have a better idea on that probably a week from now. heading into that Tennessee game next week. So we thank you for the call. And just want to remind fans, we only got about 5 minutes left, but there is a good reason to stay on the line, even if your question isn't answered, because we're going to give you an opportunity to leave your question. So hang on the line here as we close in on wrapping up this one-hour teleforum with George Wilson and Fred Jackson. I know the fans appreciate your time, guys. So let's get to Patricia here, who's got a question about Bills and former Bills. So go ahead, Patricia, when you're ready.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks, Fred and George. I've been to all four of the Super Bowls that the Bills have been in, and I've got my suitcase packed for the next one. So we're ready to go. To what extent do you interact with some of the former Buffalo Bills players? And the second part of that question has to do with how do you feel about Thurman Thomas joining the front office? He mentioned yesterday in an interview that he would be excited to take part in maybe possibly coaching, maybe not coaching, but being involved in some of the scouting and recruitment of some.
Well, definitely. We have a few opportunities throughout the year to interact with some former players, whenever they come back, whenever one of the players is inducted into the Wall of Fame at the stadium, we get to see a lot of the guys. Sometimes in the off season, when Jim Kelly has his football camp, we get to see some of the guys bring some of their children back to participate in that. And then, with me being the player rep for the team, I've been privileged enough to meet with some of the retired players that still reside here in Western New York. You know, so I've been privy to have an opportunity to meet and see a lot of men who've helped blaze the trail for Fred and myself to be sitting here online on the telephone with you all tonight, and just have the opportunity to shake their hands and to see the smiles on their faces when they get to relive their moments in the NFL through us, and just to see them, they just want to have an opportunity to be heard and to tell their old stories about how hard it was in the old days in the leagues. We're just starting up, so we definitely have an opportunity, to interact with retired players and former deals that we definitely try to take full advantage of when we get that opportunity. And then for the second half of your question about Thurman, I've been privileged enough to meet Thurman and even be on his show, so I know Thurman's love and passion for the Buffalo Bills. And anytime you a Hall of Famer and been to four consecutive Super Bowls and play as many games as the Bills of the 90s did, I think you definitely can take into consideration, what he may have to offer. I'm not sure in what type of position that he may be interested in or what the Bills may be interested in offering to him. But, I definitely think that it's something that I think should be heard by both sides, just to see if there is an opportunity, if there is a place, to have his experience and intelligence of the game, to possibly be able to help us out in some form or fashion.
All right, folks, we are coming to the end of our season ticket holder teleforum here with George Wilson and Fred Jackson. We're sorry to those fans that are on hold here waiting to ask their questions. But, fans, if you are there, simply stay on the line here. At the end of the call, you just stay on the line to be transferred to a voicemail, and you can leave your question or comment there to be answered. So we, again, thank you for participating. And George and Fred, I know the fans really did appreciate you guys taking the time. I know it's the bye week and you're expecting downtime, so to go the extra mile here during the bye week, I know the fans appreciate it. So, fellas, thank you for your time and for answering the questions tonight.
Oh, yeah, not a problem, Chris. And can I, I'm not a man that's short on words, so can I just please say a few words to our season ticket holders before I leave?
Yeah,
please. Just
wrap it up for us, George.
Just real quick, I just want to say just on behalf of me and Fred, just thank you for all your continued support. For our team, we know that it hasn't been easy to cheer for us and to root for us week in and week out. We know that you all spend your hard-earned money to come and support us at the games and buy memorabilia and try to bring your family and friends with you. And we just want to let you know that we appreciate your support. We appreciate your sacrifice, taking time away from you and your families to be with us on game days. And we just want to let you know that we appreciate your support. And don't give up. Don't give in. We're over here trying to work hard each and every day to try to get this ship back in the right direction and get us back on the winning side of things. So just please just continue to follow us and support us, and we'll do our best to give you something to cheer about, because we know that we can really feel the difference here in Western New York when we come home with wins on Sundays. You know, it makes it a lot easier for you all to go to your jobs and have something to be excited about, you know, to start your week off. So just please just continue to support us. And we just want to let you know that we appreciate all that you do to try to, you know, help us out on game day.
All right, season ticket holders, thanks very much for joining us here on the inaugural season ticket holder teleforum. We look forward to holding future teleforums in the future. And George and Fred, again, thanks for your time. I know the fans have genuinely appreciated it. And once again, callers, be sure at the end of the call, if you have a question waiting, just stay on the line and you'll be transferred to voicemail where you can leave your question or comment. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you soon.